B-Pod Studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a little segment right here we like to call All the Takes with Pat Egan. Patrick, what's up?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Pat. Jimmy Butler and the Heat defeated the Celtics last. It's Jimmy Butler.
The barista.
He along
oh,
with...
yeah. Oh, yeah. Jimmy Butler.
That guy, along with his teammates, the Heat, defeated the Celtics last night in overtime, 117 to 114. The Nuggets upset the Clippers and advanced to the Western Conference Finals, where they'll play the Lakers. So you've got Jimmy Butler, the Celtics, the Lakers, and suddenly we're all diehard Nuggets fans.
So real quick, on the Jimmy Butler thing, I'll say this now for the millionth time. When we look back on the process and all the tanking and all the losing, the one thing, the Jenga piece that was pulled away that made the whole thing tumble down, I believe that's Jimmy Butler leaving. Somebody else hit us up on Twitch saying Brian Colangelo is actually that. Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is a good one, but it's still not Jimmy Butler. Because Jimmy Butler was, I don't know what Brian Colangelo's next move was going to be. And he got fleeced by Danny Ainge, so whatever. But the next guy that came in with Elton Brand making the trade and also Brett Brown, bringing Jimmy Butler in was the third piece that you needed. He was the motivational guy. He was the guy holding everybody else accountable, leader of the team, and would have the ball in the fourth quarter. That's a huge piece that this Sixers team does not have now. And they had it, and it's not here anymore, and he's playing great for another team.
Yeah, I guess the argument is, could Jason Tatum have been that guy also? I know he's younger and whatever, but man, he would look nice in this lineup too, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I'm convinced Ainge was taking him at one.
Yeah, so am I, but you had the
number one. Like, I can't even entertain the thought of Jason Tatum on the Sixers because it's too painful and not realistic because Brian Colangelo is an inept idiot.
No, I get it. But if you have the number one.
Yeah, you had the number one. You could have taken anybody you wanted.
I know, you traded up. Yeah.
You were number three. You traded up for number one. So right. Ainge never traded out of one. He was taking Tatum.
You did trade out. So you could have fleeced him and said, yeah, I told you we were taking Fultz, but we're not. We're taking Tatum.
Oh, yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But they were never going to. Yeah, like, that wasn't even a thought in his mind. Bob was there when Markel Fultz dutied on the floor at his open tryout, and Brian Colangelo wouldn't even hear from anyone.
And also, when was the last time...
He dutied on the court!
When was the last time you heard of a GM doing that? Like, straight up lying to another GM about that situation? You're ruining a relationship. It's easy for us to go, oh, yeah, I mean, just lie to the guy. Say you're not going to, you know, trade, not going to draft him, and then trade up to one and draft him. But that doesn't happen.
Bob, you follow trade deadlines closer than any of us.
Probably not, but it has.
Give me an example.
You know, like I know the ins and outs of every GM that have talked to each other.
You
one
just
of
said
them,
it has.
I'm said. I'm sure it has.
You said no. You said it has. Not. I'm sure.
I swear to God, this is where I want to go in and punch him right in his face.
If you have the number one pick, you have your pick of the litter. There's no, like, backdoor deal of, like,
No, it's not. They don't tell each other who, hey, I'm definitely taking Markel Fultz.
Yeah, right.
It's just Ainge knew Colangelo was taking Markel Fultz and has the smartest man in the room syndrome and went, he's not going to be talked out of this, so I'm going to fleece his ass.
As much as I want to hear you say duty one more time, bottom line is Jimmy Butler's not here.
No. Well, is that how we started on this?
Yes.
Yeah, and welcome aboard to the Jimmy Butler pain train that I've been riding for a while now, and you guys just hopped on.
No, don't stop.
You hopped on.
That, you stop
you
that.
You stop.
I'm looking
at you.
No.
You've the done, master carpenter. I'm looking at Bob, the boomer, and I'm looking at Jamie, who laughed and criticized Jimmy Butler.
I always liked Jimmy on the court
for quite some time. And I was sitting here defending my boy like a Sarah McLachlan commercial looking at a puppy doll.
Like an emotional preteen.
Absolutely. Okay, because it hurts and it still hurts. So just welcome aboard. We'll move on.
I will remember.
Sing it. You sound like Schefter.
No.
Beautiful. Damn, voice of an angel. Master carpenter, radio host, voice of an angel. We'll move on.
Thank you.
The Phillies got one starting pitcher back tonight as Zach Wheeler will make his start.
Yes.
Thank God the fingernail grew back.
Uh-huh.
Although they
lost 5 days.
They lost a key member to the rotation last night as Jake Arrieta left with a hamstring injury. Although, don't worry, guys. He says he'll be back for playoffs.
Fine. But this is why, I hate the playoffs. I hate the expansion of playoffs in baseball. They've already expanded it. Now they did it again. They got to make that revenue. If they're doing it just this year, fine. Like I said, try anything you want this year. DH, that's not going anywhere. I hope the expanded playoffs goes away. Because playoffs are supposed to mean something. All right? Being 500, you shouldn't be a playoff team. Being a couple games under 500, you shouldn't be a playoff team. But I hate that it happens in basketball. I hate that you see 8-8 teams in football. It happens. I hate that. Jake Arrieta saying he's going to be back for the playoffs. I'm like, this team just lost 5-7 to the Marlins. They won last night 4-1. Good for them. Jake Arrieta got hurt. You just pointed it out. But it just highlights for me, wow, this team is barely going to be over 500 or be around 500, and they're a playoff team.
Welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That shouldn't... I hate that. Playoffs shouldn't be... Oh, this is a playoff team. Oh, really? 50% of the league makes the playoffs. It's not an accomplishment when you're average.
Even if the cream rises to the top?
Even if the cream rises to the top, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because people, oh, well, they made the playoffs. They act like it's like an accomplishment. It's not. It's stupid.
Well, what if you use cream cheese? Does it still rise to the top? That's a good question. Let's go to the Twitter poll. Jim Salisbury would know.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, I don't like cream cheese.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a great cream cheese
guy. I'm with you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like cream cheese at all.
People that like, I have to have it accompanied with something else, like a jam.
Eats straight.
No, I'm cream not saying
cheese.
You eat it like it's vanilla ice cream.
Jelly on top of cream cheese on an everything bagel. That's living, baby.
Yeah, but it's very few and far between.
That is good.
Might have like three of those a year.
Totally gross. Continental breakfast. That's my go-to.
Don't waste my time with that continental breakfast.
Well, sometimes it's free in there.
Yes. Cream cheese is a big ingredient in my buffalo chicken dip.
Once a week, Jamie comes in with a bagel from a place I'm not going to mention where, and he complains about the lack of cream cheese.
Well, the distribution. I don't have a knife. You can't just glob it on there and let it sit. You got to put a little effort into the spread.
Okay. You want it looking like a double stuffed Oreo, basically.
Kinda. Just a little effort. Show me that you care. Show me that you care at 5 in the morning.
Show me that you want my business again.
Show me that you want to make that morning shift and not the midnight shift.
Continental breakfast, it's free and it's there, is probably the best way to describe a continental breakfast.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's convenient.
Hey,
it's free.
We tried. Here. There we go.
You know what else is there?
What's that?
Empty seats in stadiums because there's no fans there. So just about every team has adapted to that, and they just have cardboard cutouts, right?
I mean,
some teams do it better than others. The Phillies basically sold out the place.
Amazing.
And you've got teams like the Marlins who haven't. They struggle. So companies have taken advantage of this, and a company that's near and dear to me and Bob's heart, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bought an entire section and put cardboard cutouts of mini cartoon version of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They're calling the Cinemoji section, and they bought one at the Marlins Park and the Twins Park. And you can see it prominently displayed in the outfield, all these Cinnamon Toast Crunches.
I know this is more advertising than it is marketing, but that's a great campaign. That's brilliant. Just buy a stadium? Yeah, you're fine.
And they tweeted out the first Marlin, because I think the Marlins are the first one they did it at, the first Marlin to hit one into the Cinemoji section, and you're expecting it to get a year supply of Cinnamon Toast. No, it just says, is 100 emoji. They're not giving them anything.
Yeah, I like it.
They're literally just there to market.
It's brilliant. The other good marketing thing, I don't know if you have this, little Dancing with the Stars news.
I have not, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But go ahead. I'll let you know.
It's Carole Baskin.
She danced to Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, of course she did. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't god awful.
She killed her husband, though.
Yeah, so, I can't believe she didn't dance to Psycho Killer.
That would have been good.
So speaking of good advertising versus marketing is hiring Carole Baskin to do Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Advertising is the family of her first husband buying ad time on the show to say, hey, who killed our dad, basically, and my ex-husband. That is brilliant advertising.
That's brilliant.
That is just awesome.
And you can also buy her a cameo of her for only $300.
Yeah, $300.
So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
We got Drew Barrymore's grandfather was dug up. Wait. You ruined that. Okay.
You were not going to mention that. That story was from like three weeks ago. We'll move on. Yeah, we will move on.
We'll move on. Yeah. I was waiting and waiting for a day like this, and then you come out and just whatever.
What else you got?
Harry Harvey went missing on a hike after 3 days. So...
Yes.
Every once in a while, you can't get in touch with a family member.
Matt Harvey's dad?
Yes, the very one. And if you've seen his son pitch, you understand why he went missing. So he just went in the woods for 3 days to go, you know, hiking, whatever you would do in the woods. I don't know. I'm not a woodsman. But his family started getting concerned because the guy is 80 years old and there was a bad storm. So his family held a press conference in a bar because it's Northern England. Of course, that's where you hold press conferences.
You're in a pub, yeah.
All right, it's one-stop shopping. So they hold a press conference in a bar. where Harry Harvey showed up. Because after 3 days of hiking and roughing it, the first place he decided to go was the local pub.
He didn't know that was where they were basically having a news conference.
Nothing wrong with that.
No idea. So they're about to address missing Harry Harvey when Harry Harvey walks to the door like, hey, can I get a Guinness?
He basically walked him to his own search party 3 days after he was missing, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was 3 days. It was a bad storm. No one had heard from him.
Oh, there's Harv. Apparently his son, I think I saw the story, his son said that he was grounded, which is fun. How old is this guy? 80?
80.
80 years old.
God bless him.
Yeah, so don't go camping, folks. That's the message of that.
What else you got?
And then we got birthdays.
Why are you the way that you are? But go ahead.
Relliford. Former Philly great. Wish him a happy birthday on Twitter. Also wish Quentin Michael. There's an undrafted free agent who did good.
What college?
Boise State.
There you go.
You go play me like that? In my own segment?
Smurfield. Yeah, right.
Back up.
Smurfield.
And then I'm suggesting nobody wish this man a happy birthday because he might get injured and then also get on the field and not make an impact. Mac Hollins. It's his birthday.
Cool.
Is he still with
Miami?
With Miami still.
Is he with Miami?
Not making an impact, but he's wearing throwback jerseys. Don't worry. Okay, and then finally, though, there is the birthday of Patrick Stephon. Does any of you guys know who Patrick Stephon is?
No.
Patrick Stephon was the number one overall pick in the 1999 NHL draft. He was a bust.
No one cares.
Bob, can I finish, please?
Go ahead.
Yeah, head on over to our Twitter account at 975Mornings. You can find...
Nobody's going to our Twitter account for this.
You can find what Patrick Stephon is best known for. Because Patrick Stephon had a horrible career, but when he was on the Dallas Stars, he had an empty net opportunity. And he pulled what we like to call in the business an Egan.
Okay.
He completely missed it. And I'm talking he was as far from the empty net as you and Bob right now. Misses it. The Oilers then went down the ice, scored the game-tying goal, won it in overtime. That was in 2007. Yeah. You can find the video on our Twitter account, at 975Mornings. And that is all the takes.
Thank you, Pat. By the way, the Mayflower left England on this day.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Really?
When did the Mayflower leave Baltimore? That's the only Mayflower that I care about. Because this is a sports station, Mark. Do you even watch sports?
He means carrying the Colts stuff to Indianapolis. That was the moving company.
Yeah. What a reference
It was
Pat.
Pretty good, Paul. I'll give him that.
I watch sports. I'm like, this guy's whittling wood.
I have a lot of family from Baltimore that I've heard the Mayflower stories many a times. Many a time.
In the middle of the night.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate your efforts, so thank you for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.